You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. We spent that first hour talking about Trump's possible arraignment. It's not expected until next week now, so everyone take a deep breath. But there still is a lot to unpack. One thing that was pretty funny is Politico put out a piece, and they actually described Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, as uninterested in political calculations. Not how I would describe him. This is from Politico. Critics on the right and even some on the left, like New York City Mayor Eric Adams, see those efforts as fueling crime and endangering police officers. The police have made Bragg a convenient target for Trump, who has a history of claiming political bias by those investigating him. I wonder why Trump has a history of claiming political bias. Could it be because there was years and years and years and millions and millions and millions of dollars spent on investigations that led to absolutely nothing? And the only time they were able to come up with something is from a 2016 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. As one of my texters pointed out, don't a lot of these members of Congress pay into a hush money fund to keep all of their sexual harassment accusers at bay? I don't know if this is really the thing that Democrats are trying to tell us it is, but according to those who know Bragg, again, this is from Politico, he is occasionally, to his detriment, uninterested in political calculations and generally indifferent to the types of public relations offenses Trump likes to wage. Oh, yeah.
The old man of impeccable integrity argument.
He's indifferent. You know, politics doesn't interest Alvin Bragg. I can't believe, sometimes you just got to give kudos that the press can write this stuff with a straight face. By the way, did you see yesterday, we didn't talk about this. They had, and I'm trying to get the reporter on, Simon Atiba, who goes back and forth with Karine Jean-Pierre. I put out some feelers to get him on the show, but it was pretty amazing. This guy, Simon, he's a good reporter. He constantly has contentious back and forth with Karine Jean-Pierre. And he had a really, really intense dialogue with her yesterday where she was getting very upset. She did not want him to ask questions. And I believe he was kicked out of the room. But here's the real cherry on top of this disaster. And that is the fact that at the same time, this actual journalist, we found one actual journalist in the White House press briefing room. At the same time, he's getting shut down and insulted and kicked out of the White House. The cast from Ted Lasso is there to do some sort of PR campaign about mental health awareness. And they bring in one of the characters from the show who plays a journalist to ask a fake question to the actors on stage behind the podium. That is how nutty we have all become. We have a White House press secretary who cannot answer one flippin' question to save her life. And they're going to escort out someone who has a legitimate question and feels he's being discriminated against. And instead, what they're going to do is they're going to throw it to the cast of highly paid Hollywood actors so they can get asked a question by another paid actor who's pretending to be a reporter because he plays one on TV. I don't know, guys. I kind of am at the stage where this experiment called the United States of America, good luck, because it's getting real dicey now. We're getting into a territory that's hard for me to even explain how dumb it is.
Well, the best part about that was the other members of the White House press corps, you know, shouting him down and telling him, oh, just get over it. Other people have questions. So they all start infighting, and then they start talking about decorum. And KJP is talking about the decorum in the press room and how it's a historic place of decorum. It's like, did you not witness, as Sagar and Jetty put it, the screaming banshees, who were these same people screaming for 4 years at Donald Trump, now talking about decorum?
But that part of the part of that that ticks me off the most is that none of those reporters will stand up for that journalist, that they won't ever band together.
Oh, no, he's not one of the cool kids. He's not in their clique.
They won't band together. Yeah, but Jared, nobody in the clique's getting answers either. None of the cool kids are getting their questions answered either. Like, at what point do they say, we got to start doing our flipping jobs and get some answers out of this woman? And if they all banded together like the cast of Friends, maybe they'd have more success. But they don't do anything. They just sit there and they go along with it. And then she brings out Jason Sudeikis from Ted Lasso and they all have a good laugh. It's a joke. It's a joke, and it's at our expense. Everything's at our expense, and it drives me crazy. I don't think it's cute. I don't think talking about Niall Horan and One Direction and Ted Lasso and having Olivia Rodrigo show up to talk about vaccines with Dr. Fauci and having Jill Biden give out the Best Woman of the Year award to a transgender. All of this stuff is such nonsense, and there's so much actual problems. There are so many problems going on right now in this country. And the fact that none of the people in our media who are tasked with getting to the truth and holding these people accountable, the fact that they're all sitting there, they're giddy too. They're giddy too. They get to meet Jason Sudeikis. He's on Apple TV. Bunch of losers. Just really pathetic. And I'm going to try very, very hard this week to get this journalist on our show, because he might not get a platform at the White House. He's not cool enough, but he will get a platform here at the Grace Curley Show. All right. Now, beyond that, now I'm kind of tempted here. Do I go to the poop story? No, I'm going to hold off on it. I'm going to read you this, what I thought was a really great piece. It's going to anger a lot of people. That's okay. I do think it's worth reading. It's by Bonchi, and he headlined this: Trump keeps his eye on the ball, rants about Ron DeSantis by insinuating he's gay. Now, he posts the DeSantis Truth Socials that Trump put up. Those are just two of the posts Trump put out on DeSantis on Monday. His sons also spent the lion's share of their time attacking a governor who doesn't even have anything to do with what's happening. And part of the reason I'm reading this, because I was going to kind of move on, but I just got this long text from someone who said, that's what you're so delirious about, is that Truth Social Trump put up about DeSantis. It's not that I'm sitting at home worried that DeSantis is crying in his soup. It's more so telling that at a time where you expect someone to be very focused, that this is on their list of things to do, is send out these Truth Socials. That's what it is for me. I'm sure DeSantis is fine. I'm sure that just like all the other digs, this one doesn't come as a huge shock to him, because politics, as everyone keeps reminding me, politics ain't beanbag. But I can look at this as a voter and say, I don't like these priorities when you're about to be arrested and this is on your list of things to do. Are you ready for some brutal honesty that I'm willing to share with you because I actually care about the weaponization of government? This is Bonchi from Red State. All right, here it goes. Donald Trump is less concerned about the possibility of his own indictment than you are. That's a problem. Not because you can't choose to prioritize the issue of your own volition, but because Trump and his team aren't just demanding you fall in line to fight the weaponization of government when they aren't willing to do so. They are also demanding you make him president in the process. That significantly ups the stakes, does it not? Right. Doesn't it make it so I can be a little critical here and I can wonder if we're really all focused on the right things? But if Trump can't be expected to be the adult in the room over his own arrest, then it's fair to ask why you should be. I know this is going to get people mad, and I'm sorry, but I think it's a good piece, and I think it raises a lot of good questions that people don't want to talk about. Further, even if you choose to ignore Trump's antics because you feel there is some bigger fight, which I said yesterday, I said I think this goes way beyond Donald Trump, why should you then elevate someone who can't be counted on to focus and fight with you? The question emanating from this isn't hard to ascertain. Is Trump showing you that he has learned his lesson and can take on the deep state effectively in a second term? Or is he showing you that he's learned absolutely nothing and will continue to be distracted by the yearnings of his own ego? Some keep asking for everyone in the GOP to come out strongly in support of Trump. I saw a lot of people asking this on Twitter. According to them, we must drop everything and defend the former president. All the issues that actually affect our lives must be cast aside because his not yet decided indictment is the most important issue of our time. Okay, so let's say that's true. In that case, is it really too much to ask for Trump himself to drop everything? He's not doing that, though. Instead, Trump is still launching false smears on a guy who, despite having no reason to, after the last several months of false attacks, took his side and denounced the Soros-funded prosecutor in question. And what thanks does he get? He got some Truth Social posts suggesting he's gay. Here's the thing. I actually agree this situation is bigger than Trump and should be taken seriously. Unfortunately, it is Trump who is refusing to join the rest of us in that singular fight. There are limits to everything. If you push people far enough, you will lose their support regardless of whatever principle you seek to cite. It goes on, but I wanted to throw that out there because if I'm expected to drop everything here and focus on it, and it's the biggest injustice, and I said that yesterday, I do think this is a huge story. I do think this is a horrible thing. Not just for right now, but for the future of the country. But you all tell me, and when I say you all, I mean the people I'm about to fight with on the lines. Everyone keeps telling me not to get distracted, or I'm missing the bigger picture. I'm missing the forest for the trees. I'm getting distracted. What about this isn't distracting? The day you find out you're going to get arrested, or the day after, you and your kid spend all day on social media attacking the governor from Florida, who even if you have a legitimate gripe with him, if he's a Paul Ryan descendant, what does that have to do with Alvin Bragg? 844-500-4242. It's almost spring. Is it actually spring? It is spring.
Yesterday was the first day of spring.
So we are in spring, and that means it is time for spring grilling. Doesn't that sound delicious? And here's something even better. When you're heading into the warmer weather, you're getting ready to fire up the grill. Jared, you don't want to go to the grocery store and pick through stuff and get the bottom of the barrel things that nobody wants. You want the freshest, the best quality meat, chicken, hot dogs, whatever it is, you want the best. And that's what you can get at Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, I'm actually right now next to me. I have some of the air-chilled chicken with the Omaha Steak seasoning. I know it's a little weird to put steak seasoning on chicken, but it works on everything and it's delicious. And the quality of the meat is the key. Like Grace was saying, you know, the supermarkets, they don't have the good stuff anymore. They haven't for a while. Go to omahasteaks.com, go to the website, search for their a la carte options for meats, desserts, what have you, search for their curated packages, build your own box. The value and the quality you get makes it more worthwhile than even trying to go to the grocery store.
And with their semi-annual sale, you get 50% off site-wide. Plus, when you go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code GRACE at checkout, you'll get an additional $30 off your order. It's the perfect way to get fired up and spring into something special. So don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, use code GRACE at checkout, take advantage of this deal. Like I said, the 50% is not going to last long because how long can they have that going for? It's just too good of a deal. So get on it right now. Go to omahasteaks.com, use code GRACE at checkout. Don't miss your chance to save. Get that additional $30 off when you shop their semi-annual sale today and use code GRACE. Minimum order may be required. We will get right back to your calls on this when we come back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
I'll tell you this much. You start talking about Trump versus DeSantis. I should do it on Friday so I have more ammo for Hate Mail Monday. Because now I have a new nickname, Disgrace. Not going to lie, I like it.
Better than DeSantis.
I like it. No complaints here. John, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Grace, this is John.
What's going on?
Yeah. Bear with me now. Don't get mad at me right away. I just want to ask you, you know, you're talking about his kids on him and on social, through social and stuff. Well, you know, I hope and pray, well, I know they would. My kids would defend me to the end. Look at the beating and the lies they said about Trump. They're frustrated. They're going to put that stuff on. You know what? If the Democrats, which they are, but we have the Congress, if they're in there, they'd get banned for that if they still had the other guy instead of Musk owning it. And the other thing is, would you rather have the banks fail or the rights of your rights to speak what you want, the COVID lies? The mandate came from Biden, which killed our economy.
Hold on. You're all over the map here, first of all. Number one is I have no problem with Donald Trump Jr., who I like, or Eric Trump, who I like, defending their father. I'm allowed to say I think going after DeSantis, when you could be defending him against Alvin Bragg, the person who's actually going to arrest him potentially, I think that I'm actually on target here to say maybe we shift our focus. Maybe focusing on the other Republican who might be a contender in 2024 is a bit of a distraction. That's number one. And number two, why is that my option? Why is my option like either have the COVID lies and the banks fail or have Donald Trump insinuating Ron DeSantis is gay? Like, what is the, not that there's anything wrong with that, but why are those my two options?
Because nobody can beat Biden when he runs again except Donald Trump. I don't know about the gay.
How do you know that? How do you know that? The only person who lost to Biden,
because 75 million won't vote for him.
John, the only person who lost to Biden was Donald Trump. Hold on. You're saying the only person who can beat Biden is Trump. Well, we haven't seen DeSantis versus Joe Biden. We've seen Trump versus Joe Biden. And last time I checked, Joe Biden, unfortunately, is president.
Yeah, but we got a corrupt government that made it work that way. That corrupt, we had Chris Wallace on the thing, wouldn't let him say about the New York Times things. You talk about being all over the place. There's a lot of injustices that happened to Trump that nobody's looking back at. Or he's got a lot of people out there, like Bannon and all them on his show and stuff like that. They got a lot of people saying what the things were wrong and stuff like that. But, you know, just the fact that he doesn't, he goes after DeSantis. DeSantis, he thinks that he stabbed him in the back. So he's got the right to do that. And you got the right to call him out on it and stuff. But I'm telling you right now, and it's only my humble opinion, that if Trump is not the nominee, and that's why they're going to try to arrest him every step of the way, the Republicans will not win in the coming November. And that's just how I feel. And thank you for letting me speak.
You're welcome, John. And, you know, that's how you feel. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know if Trump wins the nomination, if he'll win the general election. I don't know if DeSantis wins, if he would beat Biden. I have no idea. And I'll be frank, John, neither do you. But one thing I will say is I don't think I'm getting angry. Like, people keep calling up saying, don't get angry at me. A lot of the people calling up the show sound very angry. And one thing John did say is John has every right to feel like Trump's the best guy. He has every right to feel that way. There's a lot of people who feel that way. I have every right to criticize Donald Trump and say, I don't think this is the winning strategy. Because what I would remind John is, I have already said on this program that if Donald Trump wins the nomination, I am voting for him in the general election. But as an American citizen and as a voter, I want my guy to be the strongest he can be. I want him to be the sharpest he can be. I want to have the best candidate. And I don't think Trump going on Truth Social and writing these things, it's not the end of the world. I'm not sitting at home crying about it, but I can sit here and say, I don't think this is helpful. I don't think this is a winning message. I don't think this is going to lead to us winning in 2024. And shouldn't we all be doing that? Shouldn't we be rooting for the person who's the best chance we have? And maybe even offering some constructive criticism. Everybody says politics ain't beanbag, except for when you come at Donald Trump, then it feels like it's supposed to be beanbag. We're not allowed to say anything. Not here, though. Here we're going to say what we want to say. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
It's amazing how dumb people at Politico think we are. To say Alvin Bragg is, you know, non-political. He doesn't really take an interest. Didn't this guy run on getting Donald Trump? Wasn't that his whole campaign was, I'm going to get Trump? And now we're supposed to believe that he has no dogs in this fight? Oh, he's just an innocent bystander. He's just, you know, he just happens to be in there when this is all happening. Give me a break. Today's poll question is brought to you by Calotren. Do what my producer Jared did, lose weight in a healthy way with Calotren's high-quality collagen protein, specially formulated with digestive enzymes to help your body absorb the collagen protein to its fullest potential. Visit toploss.com, that's TOPLOSS.com, to learn more and start your weight loss journey today. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is do you think a Trump arrest would help him or hurt him with independence?
You know, a lot of people have been making a good case here for both sides of this. I'm going to stick with hurt him because I have a feeling a lot of people are checked out. A lot of people checked out once Biden became president. And so they don't really understand what's happening. So they hear about this charge or this potential indictment and they think, ooh, everything they've said up until this point is true. And I'm sure there's a lot of smart independents who do not think that. But in general, I would guess it's going to hurt him.
Up to 25% now believe it will hurt him. 75% believe it will help him.
Just to go back here, because there's a good piece in The Federalist, Hillary Obama shows Dems don't really care for campaign laws, because that's what this is all about, right? It's an in-kind contribution. It says, in 2022, the Federal Elections Commission fined Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign for falsely attributing the money that the Democrat used to orchestrate the Russian collusion hoax. Hillary for America claimed its preferred law firm, Perkins Coie, paid $1 million to Fusion GPS for legal services. In reality, the Clinton operative was paying Fusion GPS to commission Christopher Steele to compile negative and false secondhand accounts designed to tie Trump to the Kremlin. But that's okay. You're not going to hear much about that. That's one that we can let that one slide. Even before Clinton, Barack Obama was hit with one of the largest fees ever levied against a presidential campaign, $375,000 for campaign reporting violations. Instead of facing calls for prison time, Obama received years of protection from the corporate media. Yeah, I don't think anyone was thinking, oh, $375,000 fine, we're going to see Obama in a jumpsuit. He's going to get fingerprinted. That we save that kind of craziness, that kind of double standard hypocrisy for Donald J. Trump. Let's go to Brad. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Brad.
I happen to agree with you, Grace.
Oh, no. Did we lose you, Brad? Oh, we lost Brad. Of course. The one guy who says, I happen to agree with you, drops off. Damn. All right. Let's go on to the next one. Ben, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, how you doing, Grace? A couple quick points. One thing I agree about Trump, and I'm a big Trump supporter, but I don't think he should be calling the names to against DeSantis. And the other thing on Trump's side, about two calls ago, somebody was talking about he thinks only Trump can win. Well, of course, Trump lost, supposedly. But then if you look back, let's look at who else ran. And they were what I call weak sisters, and that was McCain and Romney. And they both got beat because they didn't have what it takes to win. And just one other thing about DeSantis is the other thing I think he does, he's doing a good job, I think, as far as I know, as a governor, et cetera. But I don't know what he knows about foreign policy.
Yeah.
Trump's proved himself about that.
Yeah, it's a really good point, Ben. And like I've said before on the debate stage, I might watch the debates and say, I was telling the mailroom manager this. I said, I might watch the debates and look at DeSantis and hear a couple of his answers and say, ooh, I was wrong. Think about how much things change when you watch a debate. A lot of the people calling in right now telling me Trump's the only person who could win and Trump's the one we have to support. I love that. You know, you have to do it. As if we don't live in the United States of America anymore. A lot of those people were won over by Trump during the debates. So I tend to keep an open mind. And I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with that. But also, yeah, this idea that he's the only one who could win. And also, just one other thing I want to point out is I hear a lot of criticisms about why doesn't DeSantis wait his turn or wait. That to me is ridiculous as well. Like, what are we doing here? We're going to wait till Trump's, what, 95 and he finally gives his blessing to somebody, someone who can carry on the torch? That's not typically how things go. If you think you can win the presidency and you think you're the best contender, you run for president. There's none of this, oh, wait my turn, nonsense. Tony, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tony.
Good afternoon, Grace. I like that you're keeping an open mind. I do differ in the sense that I believe that Trump is the only one that can go in on day one and just start cleaning house. He already has the 4 years experience, so therefore he can hit the ground running. He can drain the swamp faster and just fix this country more efficiently. And I feel like that's why with the experience, he's the right man for the job. In regards to this arrest, okay, should this go forward, this is going to be the end of the constitutional republic. To arrest a former president for nothing, right? And Alan Dershowitz himself, who was a highly respected defense attorney, I don't always agree with his politics, but what I do agree with is very, very good defense attorney. And he said 60 years of experience, he's never seen anything so ridiculous before. So, I mean, that says a lot. And I just feel like, you know, this guy Bragg, you know, he's doing this for political power, probably with Soros money. And, you know, this could be the end of his career. Should he go forward with this, it could turn around and backfire on him. It would definitely help Trump more. But either way, whether they arrest him or they don't, I feel like he's definitely clearly ahead. Grace, let's just hope we have a 24 election in November 2024. Election in November of 24, because the rate this country is going right now with Biden, I mean, every day it's something. I mean, he's putting us further in the hole, and I think you know, we're going to be in big trouble as a country. I just hope we'll still be a country by the election at the rate things are going, Grace.
Yeah, no, thanks for the call, Tony. And you know, one thing Tony just said about Alvin Bragg, I think National Review had a headline similar to that, which is like, torching his credibility all in this pursuit of a mugshot of Donald Trump. But you know what the crazy thing is? Is that nowadays, with how deranged our media is and how deranged these networks are, that's enough. Like, you can make a living off of that. You get them the mugshot they want, and you will be a star. I'm going to make you a star. He'll be a hero for the rest of time. So yeah, he might torch his credibility, you know, amongst people who actually understand the law and legalities like Alan Dershowitz, but his credibility with the people who have no credibility, like CNN and MSNBC, the people who hire Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, I mean, they're gonna be looking to book him. He's gonna be a contributor. He's gonna get a book deal. He's cashing in. This is a golden ticket if he's able to get them this mugshot, because it's, you know, it's going to be like a Farrah Fawcett poster for all these liberals. They're going to have it hanging on their bedroom walls. Like, Anna Navarro is going to look at that every day and go, oh my gosh, I knew this day would come. And another thing that I appreciate about that last caller is he says, I think Trump's the guy. I think he's the one who can go in there and drain the swamp and all these things. I love that mindset of like, you think he's the best candidate. Okay, cool. The only mindset I don't like is I think he's the best candidate and nobody else is allowed to have any say. Nobody else is allowed to criticize. No, you're not allowed to say, hey, this guy looks pretty good, or I like this guy's policies. That's the only thing I have an issue with, is I can keep an open mind. And if you've chosen your guy, that's the whole point of the primary. I have no problem with that. 844-500-4242. Let's go to Todd. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Grace. Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I just want to, I really appreciate you reading that article from Red State. you know, again, it's so important for all of us to be objective about who's going to be the nomination in the next election. And as for Trump, I mean, I voted for him both times. I think his you know, his intentions are good, but at times it's just like he shoots himself in the foot with some of these stupid comments and some of the things that he does, including attacking DeSantis after DeSantis was defending him. I just think it was dumb. I think we all wanted Donald Trump more than anything is just be presidential. Don't react to everything that's out there. Just be a good president.
Yeah, and Todd, hold on, Todd. I want to comment on something you just said, because you really are drilling down on something that I think is important here. It's like, it's not what people, what I think people misinterpret is when I come on here and I say, why is he doing this with DeSantis? A lot of people get heated and they feel like, you drinking the DeSantis Kool-Aid, disgrace. Oh, like, oh, you know, why can't he say anything? I'm a Trump fan. I see this news cycle going in Trump's favor. I'm the person who's saying, God, if they do this, what a stupid move. Trump's going to benefit from this. Trump's going to take this moment and use it for all it's worth. I don't like seeing him step on his own momentum. That's where I'm coming from. It gets totally lost in translation, apparently, but I'm coming from a place of ride this wave, dude. Oh, you have the GOP behind you for 45 seconds and you get on Truth Social and start disparaging someone who just offered their support to you and backed you up. And this drove me crazy when he was president, too. He'd get a really good news cycle or something, or there'd be some terrible story for Democrats, and he would get on there and he would turn the attention back to himself and he'd give ammo to the left. And sometimes I just want him to enjoy the moment. Like, enjoy the moment. Everyone's on your side. Everyone thinks this is unfair. Don't look inward and start aiming at Ron DeSantis at a time where you should be taking this and running with it. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Todd. A top anti-aging doctor provides the best facelifts without surgery. His clients say the results are sensational. This doctor is Dr. Curtis Burchill, MD, of the Fountain Clinic in Rocky River, Ohio. There are many non-surgical facelift methods on the market, but Dr. Burchill's methods are the very best. Dr. Burchill's top three painless facelifts are as follows. Skin Tight is an advanced infrared laser that restores and tightens lost collagen in the skin. Collagen is the name of the game when it comes to sagging skin, and the way to improve it, you need collagen. And you lose collagen the older you get. This reduces wrinkles and sagging skin. And the second treatment is called the thread lift. This treatment inserts surgical threads into the skin that lift sagging skin like facelift surgery. They dissolve over time and they form collagen. Now, the third top treatment is Skin De-Age, a highly advanced lotion that provides results similar to a facelift in 4 minutes. These results last up to 8 hours per application, and you can apply Skin De-Age at home. I actually had a woman reach out to me yesterday asking about this, and I told her the name of it, Skin De-Age. But a better place to go is painlessfacelift.com, because then you can see all the different products and you can see what you're working with. You can get more information on Dr. Burchill's advanced painless facelifts without surgery, and you can get free delivery of Skin De-Age if you go to painlessfacelift.com. You can also use discount code GRACEBOGO, that's GRACEBOGO, to buy one, get one free. I hope that woman is listening. It is painlessfacelift.com. Use discount code GRACEBOGO. That's painlessfacelift.com. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley. You probably recognize her from The Thing.
Yeah. Of your acting?
Yeah.
In the kitchen cooking?
The boat movie.
The boat movie.
The boat movie.
Yeah. There's no boat. There's no kitchen.
You never cooked chicken Alfredo with a friend?
No.
This is the, who is it again? Grace Curley Show.
So you're looking for a deal and you want to make it real.
A money-saving deal.
It's Grace's Goodies.
Goody, goody.
Calitren is a healthy weight loss supplement. And I know for so many people, weight loss is something they're always trying to tackle, they're always trying to figure out. And right now, while supplies last, you can purchase a 30-day supply of Calitrin, which has a $70 value for just $35. How do you do that? You go to gracecurlyshow.com and click store to order yours now. Joining us on the show from Calitrin is Elizabeth Miller. Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming on. Can you tell us a little bit about the formula involved in Calitrin that really does kickstart people's weight loss?
Well, thanks for having me, but absolutely, yes. Yeah. So Calitrin is specially formulated to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, and it uses collagen protein for that. Now, the special thing about this collagen protein is it also has added digestive enzymes that help make sure that you're utilizing all of the collagen protein and that none is wasted. And it's really great for revving up your metabolism. It's also great if you take it at bedtime. It's going to help you sleep better, and a lot of people love it for joint pain too. It also helps repair joints.
So it has a lot of different benefits. And Elizabeth, we're lucky because we actually have my producer here who's taken Calitrin, so he can speak to this. Jared, tell us about your journey with Calitrin.
Well, it's been great. I've kind of always had weight problems as an adult, and it never bothered me until I had a kid. And I was like, okay, well, now I gotta get healthy. I gotta get in shape. I gotta do that. And what I like about Calitrin is that it's not an appetite suppressant. It's not a crash diet. You don't have to avoid any foods. You don't have to deprive yourself of anything. It's all natural. It's collagen, enzymes, and aloe vera. That's it. You know, there's nothing crazy or nothing that's going to give you any internal problems by taking it. I am entering week 8, I believe, of the program, and I've already lost over 2.5 inches from taking Calitrin. And I take it at bedtime. I take the capsules. I take 4 of them at bedtime on an empty stomach, and it's helped me sleep. My left hip was a problem. That's not a problem anymore. It doesn't go out the way it used to. I feel less bloated. My clothes fit better. I can tell I feel better and I look better, and it's definitely working. And for somebody like me who, let's face it, I'm lazy. I don't like to work out. How I got fat in the first place. So you don't have to do that. You take this and it's easy, it's effective, it's natural, it's great.
It's low maintenance for all our listeners out there. Yeah, well, while supplies last, you can purchase a 30-day supply of Calitrin, which is a $70 value. You're getting it for just $35. Go to gracecurlyshow.com and click store to order yours now. I want to focus, Elizabeth, on the collagen, because this is something that, especially right now in our society, we hear about collagen a lot, and we are constantly being told why it's so important. Explain to the listeners why this is such an integral part of the Calitrin is the collagen aspect of it.
Well, you know, when you're wanting to lose weight and do it naturally without a drug, without a stimulant, you have to do that with muscle tissue, because that's where you're burning off your fats and sugars more efficiently. And that muscle tissue is built with collagen fibers. Well, at the age of 30, you start losing 1-2% of your collagen in a year. So we're talking about, by the time you're 50, you're working on possibly 20% or greater less collagen protein, which is why your metabolism starts to decline and your joints start to hurt and the weight gain happens and it's harder to lose weight. So it's never a bad idea to supplement with a collagen protein. And I'm here to tell you that I personally lost 40 pounds with Calitrin. I know it's great. I also know that this product is made in America. It's family owned and operated. We are GMP certified, which means that we can guarantee that what is in the supplement is actually what is in the supplement. It's not, we're not putting anything on the label and then it being something different. You know, I've heard of that happening a lot here lately. You know, they test products off the store shelves and it's not even what it says it is. But with Calitrin, you can trust that it is. We've been helping customers lose weight safely since 1997. So you can trust this company. And we're also going to give you a personal Calitrin consultant when you order Calitrin. Everybody gets a dedicated Calitrin consultant, so they're going to help you on your weight loss journey. They've got all kinds of weight loss tips and guides, and we've got people in here who've been working for this company for 25 years, and they're very good at what they do. So we are going to do everything we can to help you see the weight loss results with this product too.
And you just heard it here, guys. It's simple ingredients. It's low maintenance. It comes with a lot of built-in help for you. And it's made in America, which I just think is wonderful. You can go to gracecurlyshow.com, click on store. That's gracecurlyshow.com, click on store. You're going to get a 30-day supply of Calitrin. Again, I just want to emphasize, it's a $70 value. You're getting it for just $35. Don't wait for this to sell out. Go to gracecurlyshow.com and click on store to get your Calitrin. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller. We'll be right back with more. It's the Grace Curley Show.